And our next public hearing is change of zone number 2019, Citation Rentals LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, Mr.
Real quick, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself on this one.
So. Okay, sure. Thanks. Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I saw Mr. Blank get out of his chair for a moment there, just to say that that is the next public hearing. We reordered at the start of the meeting. So, this application is CZ 2019 Citation Rentals. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a 9.99 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 11.0 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.33 miles southeast of Governor Stokely Road, which is Sussex County Route 432. The 911 address is 26062 and 26072 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 6, parcels 39.00, 41.00, and 42.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, which includes a copy of the applicant's proposed zoning plan. We have a copy of a staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Hutt, here you are again.
Good afternoon, thank you again. For the record, my name is David Hutt, still with Morris James here in Georgetown. And this for this application, I'm representing Citation Rentals LLC, which is the applicant and owner of the property, as was just described by Mr. Whitehouse when he introduced the application. With me this afternoon to assist, sitting to my right and your left is Ken Adams, a principal of Citation Rentals LLC. And to my left, your right, is Mark Davidson, the principal land planner for the Pannoni Group. As was just indicated, when the application was introduced by Mr. Whitehouse, this application is for a compilation of three tax parcels in District 133, Map 6. It would be all of parcel 39, all of parcel 42, and a portion of parcel 41, as the front half or portion of that parcel is already zoned CR1 commercial residential district. To help orient everyone to the area, although it's likely not necessary, the property that we were talking about surrounds the Stokely Tavern. As everyone is familiar, I'm sure, the Stokely Tavern is where the cursor is located on the screens.
Some more familiar than others.
And is on the western side of DuPont Boulevard or Route 113, just south of the relatively new traffic signal at the intersection of Route 113 and Governor Stokely Road. On this slide, you can see this is the eagle view that is on the county's webpage. And you can see in this imagery that it identifies the various zoning classification, commercial zoning classifications, and a conditional use across 113. But you can see the property immediately to the north is zoned C2. Behind that is a property zoned C1. Across Governor Stokely Road is some C3 property. C1 runs up along the western edge of Route 113. And the same is true on the eastern side of Route 113. You can see the C1 designation that exists all along Route 113 there. Just to see if Mr. Davidson can keep up with me and identify all the businesses, there's a number of businesses that are located along this area of Route 113, including the Melvin Joseph Construction Company, ML Joseph Sand and Gravel, Pep Up Inc., Stonegate Granite and Marble, Herc Equipment Rental, which used to be known as Iron Source, David A. Banks, Peninsula Homes, of course, the Stokely Tavern that we talked about, Ad Art Signs, and then DIY Tool Supply is located along Governor Stokely Road. The county's future land use map, which is on the right-hand side of the images around the room, shows that this property is in an unshaded area, or a low-density area. You can see the commercial areas that I just described just north of Governor Stokely Road along both sides of Route 113. On the left-hand side, you can see there's the aerial imagery with the county's zoning map superimposed for this area. And you can see the commercial zoning that exists right at the top of the screen north of Governor Stokely Boulevard. And then, of course, you can see where this property is outlined in a color, and the various parcels that I mentioned at the outset are shown there. The next slide focuses in right on the property itself. This is the plat that was filed with the application. You can see the property is outlined in a tan or beigeish color, and that is the approximately 10 acres. It's just under 10 acres of land that the C2 zoning designation is sought for. The C2 medium commercial district is defined within the zoning code as the district supporting uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. The part of that purpose that I wanted to focus on from the zoning code is the sentence that states that the district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. Certainly, this property meets that part of the purpose of the C2 zoning district, as it has a significant amount of road frontage along Route 113. And of course, as the commission is familiar, DLDOT has designated Route 113 as a principal arterial, and the Sussex County Zoning Code refers to Route 113 as one of the county's major arterial roadways. The C2 district that is requested is also consistent with the 2020 rezoning of Wayne Baker's property, which is immediately to the north and where the cursor is located. In 2020, County Council adopted Ordinance Number 2709 for that 17.25 acres, which converted it from an AR1 zoning classification to C2, the medium commercial district, the same change that is being requested as part of this afternoon's application. And that change of zone was 1903, and the ordinance was 2709. Similarly, in 2017, going back a little further in time, County Council adopted Ordinance 2491, which was the ordinance that followed change of zone 1814. And that changed the zoning designation of about 1 acre of land along Route 113 from AR1 to CR1. And that application is what I referenced at the very outset as the front half of that parcel, where we're only seeking a partial. You can see that that's because part of the property is already zoned CR1. On the next slide, you can see the conditional use map, which shows that there's a number of conditional uses in addition to the zoning classifications that exist. And you see conditional uses that include some borrow pits in the area, as well as other activities. To the left-hand side and below the conditional use portion, you can see the Office of State Planning Coordination State Strategies map for this area of Sussex County. This property is within the unshaded area, which would be a level 4 area, which is would indicate that any infrastructure improvements would have to be paid for by the property owner or developer as a site plan would come forward for the property. I would note in looking at the state strategies map for this area that it's curious how all of the C1 and CR1 areas that you saw along both sides of Route 113 starting at Governor Stokely and headed north are within a level 4 area on the state strategies map. These are long-standing commercial zoning classifications on a principal arterial that one would think would garner more than a level 4 designation. Oddly, when you look at the lower right-hand corner map, you can see that the only level three in that area is, curiously, Route 113 itself, and then the area behind the row of businesses along Route 113 there. A better representation of this corridor that begins in Georgetown and moves down to Millsboro is the map that you see on the screen. And it was a fun exercise that I challenged Mr. Davidson with to try to figure out how to get this all onto one slide, because it does begin up at the, you can see the municipal limits of the town of Georgetown at the very top, and then it travels along the Route 113 corridor down past this property, which is outlined with a yellow circle in that area, and then travels all the way down, of course, to the Millsboro town limits. And the significance of this is that I think it better demonstrates the nature and character of Route 113 than the state strategies map that we just looked at. Not surprisingly, you can see from this, and I'm going to go through in a little bit more detail, but you can see that the intention along this roadway is for there to be commercial and even industrial uses, which was signified even earlier this afternoon. This Planning Commission recommended approval to County Council, and they're shown on the screen, but for a C2 application adjacent to the Georgetown Speedway, as well as an LI1 application, which of course both of those properties being just on the eastern side of Route 113, a short distance north of what we're talking about here. When you look at the, starting with the future land use map of Georgetown, up at the top, the bluish part of the future land use map are institutional uses, and of course those are what you would anticipate along a principal arterial roadway. As you travel south, there are of course all of the various commercial uses that we talked about earlier. And before you even get to those, of course, you have the Georgetown Speedway with the two applications that I just mentioned that you handled earlier this afternoon. Then as you continue past this site, of course, you have the Stokely Tavern, and then you have another relatively new traffic light at Piney Grove Road where it intersects Route 113. And of course, that brings us down towards the municipal limits of the town of Millsboro. And if you could read all the words on that, which I know no one can because of the size to get it all on one screen, but there's a dark brown area on the left-hand side of the future land use map for the town of Millsboro. And that is the town's highway HC, or highway commercial district. So that is what their future land use map shows as their intention for that area should it ever be annexed into the municipal limits of the town of Millsboro. And in fact, that northern end of the town of Millsboro has a is slated to be a 30-acre campus for Tidal Health with groundbreaking later this year. All of that shows that this corridor along Route 113 from Georgetown to Millsboro has a more commercial classification than was shown on that state strategies map, which is reflected in what you can see on the screens with future land use maps and zoning maps for all of this area. With that background on the comprehensive plan and the requested zoning classification, I did want to briefly review a few details of the property to note how it complies with the ordinance. The property meets the height, area, and bulk requirements for a C2 zoning classification. The zoning code requires a minimum of 15,000 square feet. Of course, this is almost 10 acres, readily meeting that. Requires a width of 75 feet, and certainly it is much wider than that, and in fact has hundreds of feet of frontage along Route 113. The required depth is 100 feet, which is again easily met by this site. There are no wetlands that are located on the property. The property is not within a floodplain. It is in an area that is shown as Zone X on FEMA's flood maps, which as the commission I know is familiar with, there are areas determined to be outside the 500-year floodplain. The site has well-drained soils that are suitable for on-site wastewater treatment. The property all have soils that are designated as fair with respect to their potential for groundwater recharge. Significantly, with respect to the comprehensive plan, table 4.5-2, which describes zoning districts applicable to future land use categories, indicates that the C2 medium commercial zoning district is one of the applicable zoning districts in the low density areas on the 2045 future land use map. A service level evaluation request was sent to DLDOT, and DLDOT asked in response that this application be considered without a traffic impact study, as the determination of traffic would be made based upon a future submission with respect to a land use development plan, subdivision plan, or site plan. And that site plan review that DLDOT is going to be looking for to determine what traffic generation is also significant to the Planning Commission, obviously, as it is something that you do twice a month, is review site plan considerations as a site and property is developed. And so when a site plan will be submitted for this, of course, the Planning Commission and the staff for the Planning and Zoning Office would be checking to make sure it complied with the requirements of the zoning code, that parking requirements were met, the state fire marshal's requirements were met, stormwater management requirements were met, and all of the other types of reviews that are undertaken by Mr. Whitehouse's staff when a site plan is submitted. As I conclude the presentation, I did want to reiterate two facts that I think stand out with respect to this property, and they are shown in the upper right-hand corner. There's a small thumbnail map, but the first is that the application is consistent with the zoning of the 17 and a quarter acres immediately to the north of it, and actually then it is consistent with the zoning of the C1 and CR1 properties that it will ultimately surround under the future land use map. Certainly C1 and CR1 are not even available, of course, anymore, as they are closed zoning districts. But the future land use map also calls this a low density area. So C2 is the commercial district that is appropriate under the current 2018 comprehensive plan. The second thing that I wanted to highlight was that the property is situated along that Route 113 corridor that we looked at on the prior slide, that there are many commercial uses and institutional and even industrial uses along 113 and within a short distance, certainly, of this property. And that not only is that the present circumstance, but as you saw for both Georgetown and Millsboro, it's the plan for the future, naturally, as one would anticipate, that along a major roadway like Route 113, you would have commercial uses, which would require commercial zoning classifications. Based upon the comprehensive plan, the zoning code, and the nature and character of this area as it was described, Citation Rentals would ask the Planning Commission recommend to County Council that the zoning designation of these three parcels be changed from the agricultural residential district to the C2 medium commercial district. And I do have some proposed findings of fact that I will hand to Mr. Whitehouse. That concludes my presentation. Myself, Mr. Davidson, and Mr. Adams are happy to answer any questions that members of the commission may have.
All right then, Mr. Hutt, we'll see if there's anyone has any questions for you. I don't think that there's much that you left unsaid, but we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I guess this with my last comment from his earlier presentation. I don't have any questions, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Mears?
Really picking on you, Mr. Hutt.
It's been a rough afternoon.
Well, I don't have any questions, sir.
And Mr. Collins.
I think you've exhaustively covered all of the required details. Thank you.
Mr. Butler. Hey, White House?
No,
thank you. Staff, anything? All right, Mr. Hutt, apparently you've done a thorough job. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2019, Citation Rentals, LLC? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good afternoon. My name is James Baxter IV, president of Baxter Farms Incorporated, 23073 Zor Road, Georgetown.
All right. It's good to see you again.
Yes, absolutely. I'm hopeful that Mr. Hutt gets paid by the word, chiming in with you all.
Not the hour. I'm not for that.
Just
as Mr. Adams said, I'm sitting right here.
And Mr. Hutt said, I'm being paid while you're still talking.
So just as the landowner of the agricultural district, the agriculture residential district to the west of this property, just wanted to bring it to your attention that we are all in favor of this moving forward for commercial property. I think it's a very wise decision for the county to make.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Terry Timmons. I own the property across the street, and I'm all in favor of this.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, anyone else? Is there anyone here would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2019? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day.